August 6th, Venerable Anthony Margil, Confessor, First Order. Born at Valencia in Spain on August 18, 1657, Anthony early in life manifested an extraordinary interest in the things of God. He loved to spend his time in prayer and visits to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. After he had become Franciscan and a priest, his whole soul was aflame with the desire to lead others to God. He was among the first who volunteered when missionaries were recruited for the establishment of the first of the so-called apostolic colleges, that of Querétaro in Mexico. And he arrived there on August 13, 1683. In the New World, he became one of the greatest missionaries. He is sometimes called the Apostle of Texas. But he was much more than that. He should be styled the Apostle of New Spain, including Mexico, Central America, and Texas. He was, in fact, a second Anthony of Padua and another St. Francis Solano. So successful were his sermons, so astounding the miracles he performed. During the 43 years of his missionary career in New Spain, Father Anthony Margil traveled repeatedly through its vast territory, preaching parish missions everywhere among the Spanish and Indian Christians, and devoting himself to missionary work among the pagan natives in Mexico, Guatemala, Costa Rica, and Texas. Besides being one of the first members of the Apostolic College of Santa Cruz at Querétaro and inaugurating this college's preaching of parish missions in that city in September 1683, he served as its guardian or superior from 1687 to 1700. He also founded the Apostolic College of Christ Crucified in the city of Guatemala on June 13, 1701, and served as its guardian from 1701 to 1704. And he founded the College of Our Lady of Guadalupe at Zacatecas, Mexico, on January 12, 1707, and served as its guardian from 1722 to 1725. In 1716, he led the missionaries of the Zacatecas College into eastern Texas. And though he was too sick to be present at the founding of the Guadalupe Mission there, so sick, in fact, that he received the last sacraments, which had happened also on a previous occasion, he personally founded the Texas missions of Dolores and San Miguel. When the French, during a war with Spain, invaded eastern Texas in 1719, Father Anthony went to the famous mission San Antonio, the later Alamo, which had been founded the year before, May 1, 1718. The following year, 1720, he founded the no less famous mission San Jose, near the present city of San Antonio. In 1721, he returned to eastern Texas and restored the missions there. Recalled to Mexico, he died a holy death in the great Convento de San Francisco in Mexico City on August 6, 1726. Not long afterwards, steps were taken toward his beatification. When the French armies entered Rome in 1797, the documents concerning the cause of Father Anthony Margil were lost. But afterwards, they were miraculously found again. In 1836, he was declared venerable, but his cause has not made any further progress since then. The reason for this probably lay in the persecutions to which the church in Mexico was subjected during the 19th and 20th centuries. However, the cause of Father Anthony is still pending in Rome, and greater interest in it on the part of the Catholics in the United States would no doubt hasten the day when he would be raised to the honors of the altar. The body of Venerable Anthony Margil was transferred in 1861 to the Cathedral of Mexico City, and it now rests in the chapel of the Immaculate Conception. Zeal for the missions. Zeal for the missions is in accordance with the will of God. The last command given by Jesus was, "Going therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Matthew 28:19. This it was that filled Venerable Anthony with enthusiasm and made him strong and cheerful to leave home and native land and to make the greatest sacrifices in the mission field. All this in order to bring souls to Jesus. Where is your zeal? Where are your sacrifices? Zeal for the missions is every Christian's business. Some years ago, a Catholic gathering stressed the theme, "The work of the missions is not left to the wish of each individual, but it is the duty of the Catholic Christian." What can the missionaries do in the foreign fields? How can they build churches, schools, orphanages, and foundling homes if the faithful at home do not supply them with the means to carry on their work? Have you been mindful of your obligation to cooperate in the work of conversion? Zeal for the missions must proceed from gratitude and from compassion. We should cooperate in gratitude for the unmerited grace of the true faith and from compassion for the pitiful lot of those who as yet know nothing of our Savior, of the Mother of God, of the sacraments, of heaven. Trust in the reward promised by Him who said, "Whosoever shall give one of these little ones a cup of cold water to drink, amen I say to you, he shall not lose his reward." Matthew 10:42. Pray, therefore, and make sacrifices for the conversion of souls. Be a promoter of mission societies, of mission periodicals, and generously make the necessary sacrifices for Christ and the salvation of souls. Prayer of the Church. O God, our protector, look upon the face of thine anointed one, who has offered himself as a ransom for all, and grant that from the rising of the sun to its setting, thy name may be glorified by all nations, and that in all places a clean oblation be offered to him. Through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you.